I'm sure the hat box will be there.
Uh-huh. I'm sure. And that's the way I think he keeps his back aligned, right? You know, if you have a too soft of a chair, you might get a sore back, or too hard of a chair. It's kind of like a bed. And so he just takes his chair with him, and it's the perfect comfortable fit every time.
And I think we refer to that as a chaya.
Chaya. That's
well,
right.
Well, Fatty refers to it as okay. a chaya. Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I think we refer to that as a chaya.
Chaya, that's
well,
right.
Well, Fatty refers to it as okay. a chaya.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4088. Follow the FO for far right. The 6th of October 8th. 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and maybe some voice letters. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, is that like carpenters? No, ruggers, as in rugby ball, sports ball. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, they're always huddled in a warm scrum. I believe that is correct. And y'all, you're ruggers today because y'all, Gay Country West, is not spelled C-U-N-T, and Tommy and their friend, I think it's Andre or Ole or Andele. Big Fatty, what's wrong with you? I don't know, but they're coming to the villa. Y'all, they're gonna be staying here at the villa on for right and Saturday nights. Andre and Tommy play the rugby ball, and I think Gay Country West sits in the stands and crochets or something. I don't know what he does. Big Fatty, knowing him, he's probably knitting something for the Hooded Bishop. Well, I got something for the Hooded Bishop. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. I may have to charge them and say, for your fee for staying at the villa is bring me a hot, sweaty rugby ball player to Big Fatty. We don't need any more details than that. We know. Thank you for calling.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first three are on Saturday, and y'all, you hear Big Fatty talk about him all the time. Dr. Stone, whenever he comes to Charleston, this person is unavailable. Dr. Stone's coming to town. I gotta get the hell out of town. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the Weather Rat. Big Fatty, we love the Weather Rat. We do. And, y'all, then our second celebration is, y'all, it's a puppy dog. It's a puppy dog of that Timmy Sims. Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago, it's true. But his puppy dog having a celebration today. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than little Lexi. Big Fatty, we love little Lexi. And y'all, then our third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's the first person that I'm aware of in the Pride 48 family that went to glory. Big Fatty, y'all, he He, Miss Kitty and Olive, I believe, may be two of the few, if not the only, Pride 48 folks to meet this person. Y'all, he was working at some sort of a truck stop or welcome center. Big Fatty, was he working the restroom? Probably, but I don't know that for sure. Y'all, and y'all, I think to this day, some people still get his daily horoscope. Oh, Big Fatty horoscope. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Lord Byron. Big Fatty, may he rest, stop in peace. Oh, anyway, and y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I've met him once at the, I think it was the first Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, he is the husband of one of the enormous boys, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about Casey's better half, Mr. Man. Big Fatty, we love Mr. Man. So, y'all, if you see the weather rat, Big Fatty, we have to see him on the TV machine or Lexi. Or, y'all, if you see Lord Byron, you might want to seek psychiatric help. Or, Mr. Man, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. Before the ruggers arrive, it's true. Y'all, you know, yesterday I was telling you about my day and I ran out of time and y'all, it was like a cliffhanger. I left it as a cliffhanger because y'all, before I recorded the little show, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Yes, I know. Y'all, this was a brand new gentleman caller. He's an older gentleman caller. He's I think he said he was 48, which I'm sure means he's 50 or whatever. But you know, that's about the age of my muscly gentleman caller. And y'all, he hit me up and goes, "Herbert Carter, what are you doing?" I said, "Watching the TV machine." And he says, "I'm out shopping." I said, "I'd like to get together with you and have a little fun." I said, "Thank you for calling. Let me know when you're done shopping." He goes, "I'm done." So y'all, he came over. I had the special chaya all set up and turned on the pone and everything. And y'all, for a first meeting, it was just lovely. And y'all, before he left, he goes, "I'd like to come back if you're interested." I said, "Thank you for calling." He says, "I'm usually free during the day." I said, "Well, I'm retired. Come on by." He says, "Yes." So y'all, we'll see if that happens. So you know, who knows? But y'all, even if it doesn't, lovely. just lovely. Y'all on hump day night, y'all, I watched my programs, the Jeopardy, and then it was the Survivor, and y'all, needless to say, I was just fine with who went home. They it's a short and tumultuous. It was a short Survivor appearance, and it was for the best. Is all I got to say. But y'all, I couldn't stay up. I could not stay up for the big run. So I've got to catch up on that sometime. And then, of course, I'm recording this prior to the Big Brother app. And y'all, they left Big Brother with a cliffhanger also. Now, y'all, I know old Stinkpot knows what that music is from, but I'm not sure anybody else would. But y'all, they did not announce if the power of veto was going to be used. Now, y'all, I thought that was just to keep us on edge. But y'all, it was true. They haven't had the power of veto. Or the veto ceremony. So that's going to be on the live show on Thursday night. And y'all, I honestly ain't sure what's going to happen. If I had to guess, one of two things is going to happen. It's Edgar's going to leave the nominations the same, or he's going to take down Mimi. And he's going to put Corey up. And y'all, and if Corey goes up, I'm not sure. I think Corey may go home. Now, y'all, what he should do is put Sari up there and send her ass home. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Even if they send Corey home, that's one less person on Sari's side. And y'all, she just needs to go. She needs to go, and these people need to smarten up. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby woke up a little after 6 a.m. in the morning. But y'all, I was completely rested and all. And I got up, and I did my morning nipple walk, came back. Y'all, one of Olive's nephews stopped by. He had wanted a piece of Olive's jewelry, so he dropped me off a check for that. And then I was going to go to the Sam's Club, but the nip wasn't ready to go then. So I said, all right, we'll go later. Y'all, I had to go by and have a meeting with Olive's financial advisor, to get one more little thing taken care of. Y'all, then I came back, and the nip and I went over to the Sam's Club. Y'all got gas, $3.05 a gallon. And y'all, by the time I got gas on the way back to the villa, and y'all, then the nip needed to get gas, and y'all, in that 30-minute time period, the gas had dropped to $3.04 a gallon. Couldn't believe it. And y'all picked up a few things in the Sam's Club. Y'all, I needed to have some sort of breakfast sweetie for the Ruggers, so I got some cinnamon rolls with just gobs of cream cheese frosting on them. Y'all, they look delicious. And then y'all, here I am sitting down recording the little show, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh.
Lovely. Just lovely. You know, I listened to Wednesday's little show, and you said at the beginning, oh, he's got a very big day coming up. We'll get into that later. And you never got into it later. And I thought to myself, oh shit, he did say something. Let me go back and listen to it again. So I listened to your show twice, and you didn't explain later, but then you explained today. And I got so concerned yesterday. I was so touched. Inappropriately, of course, because I thought you were talking about Logan's first day of kindergarten, which is today. And I said, oh my God, he must have looked like he must have known with his age that he's got to be starting school soon. And then he looked, you know, the return address label to where we are and then found out, oh, yep, he starts on the 7th. So, yep, he's got a big day coming. And I said, oh my God, that is insane that he looked that up. That's so nice and slightly disturbing, but I can't believe it. And I listened to the show twice, and there's no mention. So what the hell is he talking about? I got a big day. Oh, then it hit me. Then it hit me. And I listened to today's show. Yep, the old anniversarium. My goodness, you can mark the day on the calendar that my life just went downhill. Oh, but couldn't be any better. Love you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is my Northeast straight Danny, Dan. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. It's, and Big Fatty is way behind on playing voice letters. That one's about a month old. And yes, Big Fatty, you're too busy using that special chair. Well, not nearly enough, but I wish that was the excuse. But, Dan, thank you so much for the call, and I hope little Logan's first day of kindergarten went as well as your anniversarium, and Big Fatty, I hope he, maybe there was some humpity-bumpity at kindergarten. No, Big Fatty, not at kindergarten. I won't disagree with you that, the anniversarium marks the day that Mrs. Northeast Stray Jenny's life changed for the best. Let's just say it changed. And anyway, and Big Fatty, and you know damn good and well, she just rolls her eyes when he listens to this little show. Well, you know, what can I say? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I forgot to tell you, I got a 30% off on my Kohl's. And y'all, it's good through the 15th. Now, y'all, the 15th is a Sunday, and I guarantee I'll get up on Sunday morning, and there'll be an exclusive mind-boggling discount, and y'all, they'll raise it to the next level. If you're at 15, it goes to 20. If it's at 20, it goes to 30. And if it's at 30, like Big Fatty, it goes to 40. Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Enormous. And Big Fatty, we hadn't gotten their little show so far.
And I think we refer to that as a chaya.
Chaya. That's
what Fatty refers to it as. Okay. A chaya.
Well, get off your chaya and get me a recording with DJ Ron and the two of you.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.